Aloha! Welcome to KKCR's Talk Story from the Garden Island. Talk Story, or Vala'au in Hawaiian, is roughly translated as reminiscing and communicating. Lady Ipo Kahonaile was born and raised on Kauai, with connections to three parts of the island, Nawiliwili, Kalihiwai, and Anahola. Growing up in a musical family, she was surrounded by music and took to the stage naturally. Singing and playing ukulele, Lady Ipo began entertaining on tours along the Wailua River, eventually taking Polynesian shows to Japan. Not only is Lady Ipo a world-traveled entertainer, she has also been recognized as a composer in Kauai's Mokihana Festival for a song written for her mother entitled Nothing But the Best for Mama. Her current projects include recording a CD with her daughter Kainani o Kalihiwai as part of the Punanaleo o Hawaii project, and a CD with Kalani Flores. In this special talk story, Lady Ipo is joined by the band Naho Aloha, featuring Kalani Flores, Irene Puanani Higa, and Garrett Kamealoha Santos. Join me, Jessica Dofflemeyer, in this talk story from the heart of Kauai with Lady Ipo and Naho Aloha.
Never want to leave, never want to leave my home. Never want to leave, never want to leave my home.
Tell us about your connection with Kauai.
I was born here in 1955 in Lihue under the name Lynn Ku'ipo Kahonaile. And I was raised part-time on Kauai. And as in many Hawaiian families, the firstborn is always hanaid or taken care of by the grandparent. And I was the first of seven. So I'm the little spoiled brat Hawaiian girl in our family. And was raised in Nawiliwili and the beautiful area of Kalihiwai here on the North Shore. Then, my father being in the Coast Guard, we were transferred from this little beautiful garden island of Kauai to the big city of Cleveland, Ohio. So I spent 4 years up in Cleveland, started my junior high school years up there. So as a small island girl, it was a big rush to get into the city life, and it was in the 60s up in the mainland, so it was pretty terrifying for us to be up there. And during that time in Ohio, there were a lot of riots going on and the Ohio trip at the colleges. So it was a whole different experience for six little Hawaiian kids up there not knowing what was going on. But when we lived up there, enjoyed it, learned how to snow. All that snow sports up there. We were doing snowboarding before snowboarding was the big thing up there. And then came home. When we came home, we were speaking perfect English. Nobody understood us because everybody was speaking Pidgin. And we went up there. Nobody understood us up there because we were speaking Pidgin. So our language was a barrier. Our looks were a barrier. But as soon as my mom and dad started singing Hawaiian music, and they realized we were from Hawaii, all gates opened up. Everybody, wherever we traveled, had fond memories of traveling to Hawaii. And the music that they heard kind of centered around us. And then we became the most popular people around. We were wanted at every party. And I think that's when I realized, watching my parents entertain, that the music of Hawaii was really important. And at that time, it wasn't so much how great everybody was. It was sitting down in a circle, playing ukulele, and singing the Hawaiian wedding song, bringing tears to people because we didn't realize how big a connection that Hawaii had in the mainland, because being from Hawaii, we're surrounded by it all the time. But so I think that was a big realization for me as a teenager up there that, wow, Hawaiian music is really appealing to everyone. Then when I came back to the islands, I went to Kapaa High School and started in the choir there. And at that time, C&K was really popular, and everybody was playing music. And not so much Hawaiian music, because at that time, Hawaiian language wasn't a big thing in the era at that time in the 70s. The resurgence of Hawaiian language, Hawaiian music, Hawaiian culture was kind of lost, but was starting again with George Helm and many of the cultural movements at that time to what it is today. There's so many pluses going on today. And our family was still playing music in the family circle. And then in school with production-wise and playing music, I realized, I like this. I can do this. So I learned how to play ukulele and then started doing shows, learning. And I think I learned, after graduation, learned that I like being on the stage. I like playing music. I like entertaining. And I've just honed my craft from there and continue to do so now at this mature age of mine, still doing the music. Kauai over the past few years have changed quite a bit in the past 15 years or so. And old Kapaa Town didn't have too many cars before. A lot of mom and pop businesses. You knew everybody on the street. You knew where you were going and you could get there on time. But nowadays things have changed. A lot more businesses, 15 million more cars. We don't know everybody on the street, but we still wave and say hello. And that was the old Kapaa Town when I was starting to play music. There was live music all over the hotels in Kapaa and Wailua. And nowadays there's more karaoke music. So you don't get the flavor of Hawaii as much as we did before when I was starting to entertain in Kapaa Town. But with the new comes new music, new friends, new everything. But I like the old, but we live with the new. Such as this song. Oh, the music man, he did know. Oh, yes, the music man, he did know. I was wandering around old Kapaa Town, singing every song every night long. I was a nightingale with the soulful wail. It was fun while the band played along. I ran into this man when the money was low. I was singing the songs of these islands. Friends we became in this musical game. He opened the doors, I stepped right in. Oh, the music man, he did know. He used to tell me. Oh, yes, the music man, he did know. Every day now. Oh, yes, the music man, he did know. Oh, oh, the music man, he did know. He gave me a chance with my music romance, an engagement that's lasted this long. All the memories and the sour keys, all my memories are in this song. We sang and we drummed and we also ho-hum. We did shoo-bop, shidobido too. We did the ooh-la-las and cha-lang-a-lang, like he said, si si sta daksu. Oh, the music man, he did know. He used to tell me. Oh, yes, the music man, he did know. Oh, I've a lifestyle that suits me just fine. The music man said there's a future ahead with the love and the sounds in your mind. But everyone needs a song to last on and on. That music man once said to me, what you give, give with love like the man up above. So love to all that you meet. He used to tell me, oh, yeah. There are many stereotypes about Hawaiians, and among one of them, I get asked this question every time I entertain. How is it that all Hawaiians sing and dance? And I always tell them, I think all people sing and dance. It's just that as children, we're brought up around music. There's always music. There's always an ukulele or guitar or an ipu or uliuli Hawaiian implements around. There's always something to accompany you, whether it's your own hands clapping or snapping or an ukulele or an ipu, that you can make music. And then it becomes a family thing to sit down. When you hear the music, of course, uncle's going to come, and then auntie will call up, I heard you have something at your house. And before you know it, you have 50 people there just playing music under the tree or in the garage. And many in my family, I have a great musical family, but there's only maybe three or four of us that will get on a stage in front of people. But if we're just sitting down around the garage or something, it's a different story. Everybody will play. We could sing for hours and hours and hours. Hawaiian music, to me, is very simple because it's only three keys music. And so everyone can play. Everyone can sing the words. And before, it wasn't a written language. So before, we only heard and copied. Nowadays, the language is written correctly. So to me, the young people now growing up learning and speaking Hawaiian are so, I'm so grateful. That's not something I had. There was no Hawaiian language, Hawaiian music in school when we were growing up. It was more only for May Day, only for Aloha Week. And at home, we learned by listening. And the adults sang, and we sat back and we listened. It wasn't, oh, can you teach that to me? No, it was you observe and you learn that way. So my grandmother and her sisters were known as the Kaluahini sisters, and they would do like 3-4-part harmony. And that's where I went, oh, I like that sound now. And that's how we started working on harmonies. Hawaiian music through the ages has all been influenced by other music too. But I think all Hawaiians, why people say they all sing and dance, because music is a joy. And if it brings joy to you, you can imagine what joy we can bring out. And many people say, oh, it looks so easy. And we tell them it is. I touched you by just singing. And, you know, that's the way music is supposed to be. And it's universal. It's not only Hawaiian. Hawaiian is unique because it comes maybe naturally. We're not a learned music, sheet music kind people. We're, let's try it like this kind of music. And before you know it, you have a song. And then before you know it, you have a melody. And then that becomes your family song. So that wherever you go, they'll say, play your family song. And then as a family, we can sing it. And before you know it, another family knows it. And then another family knows it. It wasn't recorded at that time. We didn't sit around with little recorders and, you know, recorded the music. It had to come from up in your mind and your heart, and it stays with you. So to me, that's what the family did. It encouraged me. My family encouraged me because they would never get on a stage. And I did only one concert with Nathan Kalama. He had a sisters concert where he featured only women musicians. And I had the greatest opportunity to do it with me, my mom, my grandmother, my daughter. So we had four generations on a stage doing their music and our music together. So, and we did it because my grandmother was getting very old already. And I wanted to capture that. And that's what Nathan was looking for, to capture that on video and on tape before that generation goes. And unfortunately, a couple years later, it was my mom who passed away, not my grandmother. So it was even more a greater project that four generations of Kaluahini and Kahonaile women got to do this. And it's an everlasting treasure because of Nathan Kalama and his great ideas on how to perpetuate Hawaiian music, Hawaiian culture, and family.
Nothing but the best for Mama. Nothing but the best for me. Nothing but the best for Mama. 'Cause my Mama, she loves me. My Mama is the one who's always there. Yeah, she loves me, I know, and I know that she cares. Nothing but the best for Mama. Oh, nothing but the best for me. I'm so thankful, oh my Lord, for this woman that I praise. From the day that I was born, she showed me love in every way. Got a heart of gold and a smile so sweet. My Mama, she's always thinking of me. Nothing but the best for Mama. Oh, nothing but the best for me. We're singing nothing but the best for Mama. Nothing but the best for me. Nothing but the best for Mama. 'Cause my Mama, she loves me. It's my Mama is the one who's always there. She used to comb all the tangles out of my hair. Nothing but the best for Mama. Oh, nothing but the best for me. Glory, hallelujah, my Mama used to say. When I'd finally listen to all the things that she'd send my way, she'd say, Ipo, my dear, listen to me. One day you'll be so thankful, you'll see. Nothing but the best for Mama. Oh, nothing but the best for me. We're singing nothing but the best for Mama. Nothing but the best for me. Nothing but the best for Mama. 'Cause my Mama, she loves me. Yes, my Mama is the one who's always there. She loves me, I know, and I know that she cares. Nothing but the best for Mama. Oh, nothing but the best for me. For the last time, nothing but the best for Mama. Nothing but the best for me. Nothing but the best for Mama. 'Cause my Mama, she loves me. My Mama is the one who's always there. Yes, she loves me, I know, and I know that she cares. Nothing but the best for Mama. Oh, nothing but the best for me. My Mama, nothing but the best for me. Nothing but the best for me.
What changes have you seen with the Hawaiian language in your life?
In our family, my grandmother never spoke Hawaiian, but was told, when you go out of the house, only speak English. And so that's my grandmother. My mother never spoke. I never spoke. Now my daughter speaks. So at least before my grandmother died, they could converse in Hawaiian, sit and converse. And that's what's happening now, especially on the Big Island, that generations can sit down. It's a spoken language. It's not just phrases. It's an everyday language. And she continues to strive for that. All Hawaiians and all non-Hawaiians can speak and be a part of it. Because Hawaiian language and Hawaiian music isn't only exclusive to Hawaiian people. It's for all people. That's the way it should be. Everything we have should be for all people. And not to be exploited, but to be shared. And no matter where you are in the whole world, and I've been a few places, you pull out an ukulele and you strum some music and people will come to see you and it invokes all kinds of stuff in people. Memories that they've had, what connection Hawaii has to them, what connection Hawaiian music has to them. Many of us learn music in church. And sometimes not formal church, but just sit around in what we call ohana or halabai at home, that we can meet as a family and just see what is it we're thankful for the day. And in this song, it talks about just giving thanks to God for the praises that we can share, because how great it is to live on Kauai. I mean, and how great is it to have the talent to share music with you and everybody else, you know, so this song talks about that.
Hey, aniaku ia Yehova a ehilina iho i iko inoa e kamea ki e ki e loa e kamea ki e ki e loa ha. Ka I ke ka kahia ka a me kou o ia I o I ke la po I ke ia po e ka mea ki e ki e loa e ka mea ki e loa haleluya he mea mai kai ke mili lani aku ia Yehova a e hili nai
people always ask, what is Hawaiian music? Hawaiian music to me is, it could be only in the Hawaiian language, but it could also be in English with a Hawaiian flavoring. Hawaiian flavoring could be just the basic to, there's a lot of variety of it. It just depends on what style you want to put out commercially, but yet be able to sit down with auntie and uncle under the coconut tree or down by the beach and just play the regular kind of Hawaiian music. For a while, I taught ukulele to every summer fun project. I must have taught 600 kids how to play ukulele. It was great. Every kid had a boogie board and an ukulele. You know, everyone, surfboard, ukulele, down the beach, ukulele. And it was great that the Kao Creator Boys and Peter Moon had brought that back because everybody wanted to do all those licks. But they didn't know the names of the keys they were playing and they couldn't play Hawaiian music. So the deal was, I teach you whatever song you want to learn if you learn a Hawaiian song first in a Hawaiian strum so that when you go home, your parents and your grandparents can sit and listen to you play a Hawaiian song. And then they're going to know that song too, and they're going to take out their ukulele so that you can play with them, so that as a family, folks can entertain. I have people coming up to me till today. You remember me. You taught me how to play. And you know what? My grandpa really liked the song. It makes the kupuna, it makes the grandparents go, oh, that's my grandson. He's going to play Hawaiian music. He can play Hawaiian music. Because if somebody doesn't do it, it's going to be lost. As we talked about family and how important it was, as Hawaiians, when we're growing up, where the music comes from, and it starts with everybody in the family, but of course, moms and tutu lady, our grandmas, are the ones that are always there to love us unconditionally and kind of mold us what they want us to be in the future. And so it is with this song, a song called Mama, that was written by Kalani Flores. And it talks about the prayers that, countless prayers that our tutu ladies and our moms would say for us, hoping that in the future we'd come out to be strong human beings, in soul and in deed and whatever we choose in our path of life. And this is the music that he wrote called Mama.
Mama, 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 mama. Mama,
mama, mama,
my sweet mama,
mama, my sweet.
I'll always remember the prayer you told me late at night. You gave me life,
you gave me life.
You quieted my cry,
you quieted my cry.
You dried my eyes and laid me down to sleep. Then you said, dear God in heaven, please bless my child, please give him a long, healthy life. And when he wakes in the morning light, I'll thank you for his scheme and watch the sun on his smiling face. Mama,
mama, mama,
my sweet mama,
mama, my sweet.
I have children of my own, and I say this special prayer for them too.
Then I say,
dear God in heaven, bless my children and my grandchildren, please give them all a long, healthy life.
Healthy life.
And when they wake in the morning light, I'll thank you for their key and watch the sun on their smiling face. Mama,
mama, mama,
my sweet mama,
mama, my sweet.
I'll love you forever and you'll always be in my heart. Mama, my sweet mama.
Return to Kauai Community Radio's Talk Story from the Garden Island with Lady Ipo and Naho Aloha after your station's identification. Where do you go for inspiration? And when you are away entertaining, how do you reconnect with the islands?
I shut everything else off. And right on Kauai, I go to a place called Kalihiwai, where my family was, my mom's side of the family was raised. And how fortunate I am to be able to sit there on the beach. And we have one of the few homes that were left after the few tidal waves wiped that whole town out. our little house is still there. So we have a place to go at least. And I've got a song that talks about that area. Before, the main road used to go through there. So it was, everybody went through there. When the tidal wave washed out the bridge, it was a whole different story. Hardly anybody went there until the surfers found out that it's a great winter break there. And that's basically, now it's become a crowded beach. But there are times when there's no one there. When we stay down there, I can get up in the morning, go down there. As the sun sets behind the mountains there, I'm down there. And that's wherever I go in the world, and I need to block everything out, do a special project, that's where I set my mind focus in. The purity of that, the very rare purity of just your soul on the beach, no one else around, the sun is setting. I'm so lucky to be there and to have a place that I can focus. So I've been in the middle of Tokyo, Japan, with 10 million people, a frustrated Hawaiian trying to produce a show that other people think should be like this. And then where do I find the balance? So I have to go and shut myself in a room and then put myself on Kauai, millions of miles away, and remember, I'm a Hawaiian. I'm on that beach. There's the waves. Oh, yeah, I can feel the water. Yes, I hear my grandma calling me. Yes, the food is set on the table. Yes, look at that cliff. The water is coming down. Oh, look way out there on those waves. And then the peace comes within. Then I find the balance that I can work with these businessmen to produce what I would feel okay about as saying, yes, this is a Hawaiian show, not a Hollywood show or a Tokyo $1 million show, because I don't want to put out anything that is unbecoming to how I feel my family would want me to represent. And Kalihiwai is the place that I go to physically or in my mental state to get pono or pure with myself to see, is this okay, what I'm doing? Do I want to be known like this? And I'm so glad that I have a place, Kalihiwai, to go to, where many others don't have a place to go to. And it frustrates people. Many people go to the mainland to record, and it's hard to record in a boxed-in studio. You can put posters everywhere else, but on the walls and stuff, and try to get in there. But we've discussed it with many musicians that you gotta center your inner soul onto what, and most of the time it's a place where as a child you were, because as a child you're much freer from the burdens of the world to be able to take your soul and put it there. And as an entertainer, we take ourselves into different states of mind because you're entertaining an audience. You got to put yourself in that. How do I want to be entertained? But before you go on stage, you got to put your inner soul where your soul is. And I always put it in Kalihiwai or Waialeale or Hanalei Bay when nobody's on the beach, or Hanalei Pier as that sun is going behind Nga Mono Kama and the sky's all pink. And, you know, you got to find that place. But it takes a while because there's so much out of rubbish that as an adult you got to deal with that you can't clear it all out to make it that part where I found my place. I'm in balance. I'm pono. Come on, world. Let me take you there. But here's a song that I wrote about Kalihiwai. And it's a special place to me and all of my ohana. And every time we have to leave that place to go back into the real world, it's so difficult. But let me take you to Kalihiwai. By the bay, at the end of the day, we'll take your breath away as you stroll hand in hand
or just sit upon the sand, you will feel the beauty of Kalihiwa. As the sun sets beyond Hanapai, shades of guava fill the sky. Dusky moments seep inside my heart where memories dwell. Kalihiwai, by the bay where the sand meets the sea, never want to leave, never want to leave my home. Never want to leave, never want to leave my home. Kalihiwai.
The sovereignty movement in Hawaii. Do you have feelings about that?
There are so many different sovereignty movements, sovereignty conversations. As a Hawaiian, I get very confused sometimes. And for me, I have to feel sovereign myself first. It's such a big, wide range. I understand the want for the land, water rights, for recognition of what was done to Hawaii before. I gotta stop crying. There has been so many things. But to me, you have to be sovereign as a person first. And then find the right movement that you want to be in. I have many uncles and aunties and my daughter who want to move on. But there's so much confusion in which way to move on in this year 2000 and beyond. It's confusing many of our young people. And the one strong movement that I'm not into is the movement with violence, a movement with abruptness. Because it was done to our people in that way, who are we to do it to others in that way? I preach peace, aloha, and commitment to oneself. But I stand up for everyone who wants to take the issues abroad. But for me as a Hawaiian, I am 3/4 Hawaiian and 1/4 Irish, with a sprinkling of Chinese somewhere. And as a Hawaiian in this day and age, I found my place in sharing the Hawaiian culture through things of the land, what I've learned, whether it be weaving a lauhala bracelet with people. I teach them lauhala weaving, or in my music. And that is how I want to share Hawaii with them. There are others who want to be very political, and that's great. But I am not a learned person in the issues that were of before. And I leave that in the hands of the people, the very many educated Hawaiian and non-Hawaiian people that are standing up for the rights that were taken away, especially from our great queen, Liliuokalani. And through the music, I can share that I am sovereign in my right here as a Hawaiian living in Hawaii on Kauai. But I am not learned enough to go and share the many different confusing issues of sovereignty. But Eo Hawaii and Imua Hawaii to all of those that are helping in the struggle, because I know that many of our lands, our land rights, our water rights, and our human rights as indigenous people of Hawaii have been mistreated, abused in physical ways, but more so as emotional and spiritual people of the land. And I know that I want my future generation to be able to gather things from the mountain, gather things without stripping the land or stripping the ocean. Because if we do all of that, there is no future for other Hawaiian and non-Hawaiian people who choose to live in this state. There has to be an even balance, but where in the world, in this day and age, can we find that even balance? It's not only in Hawaii, it's all over the world, every indigenous people. But I feel we have many ancestors for the missionary families that have settled here. And many of the people in the sovereignty movement get agitated with them, but the Hawaiians have to remember it is something their forefathers did, not these people now here in Hawaii. So I get confused, I get emotional. But to myself, I say, do the best that I can while the time I have here in Kauai, and that sovereignty is a big issue that can be discussed, but everywhere else in the world, it's a big issue too. But for me as a Hawaiian, I'm sharing my culture the best that I can through my music, through my hands, but especially through my actions. I stand strong as a Hawaiian. The more education we have, the more of a future we have for our young people. Just along that, Hawaii will stay Hawaii and not become somewhere else. And that we live in harmony with everyone, every color, every nationality. And if we do it in peace, it'll come about. If we do it in violence and in disruption, it will not come about. And for me, I choose to do it through aloha, love, and music. Hawaiian music has been, all music has been the basis for everyone's life here. But Hawaiian music is where we get our soul from. And it comes from the kupunas, our parents, our grandparents, and those that came before us to set the path for what music is in Hawaii. Our arranger for all of our music, we've worked together for about 15 years here on Kauai, is Mr. Kalani Flores. But before he came to Kauai, Kalani was instrumental in doing arrangements and music with many of the older Waikiki, the more mature Waikiki people, such as Billy Gonzalez and the Paradise Serenaders, whom he recorded with many of his songs. And he's been influential in the tightening of Hawaiian harmonies. He hears it in his head constantly, and because of that, we have the sound that we have today. Also on guitar, known him from high school. We've traveled to Japan for many years, spreading our music in Japan. And this is Irene Pualani Miley Victorino Higa. All those names belong to one person. And she adds her sweet harmony to our music. And the newest member of our group, we're fortunate to have him, hails from Haena, down by Naue, here on Kauai. And he's influential in our guitar artistry in our group, and Mr. Technician himself. This is Mr. Garrett Santos on guitar. And together we enjoy spreading our music to all who'll take the time to sit down and listen, because once they pass us and they hear the music, they want to sit down and listen. So together we make up the sound that hopefully is good, a good pono feeling for those that have come before us, and a great feeling for those that are going to come after us. Whatever influence and learning and sharing they can pick up from us, more power to them. So with aloha, this is our Hawaiian music from Kauai, from Anahola, Kapahi, Naue, Eo Kauai. Eo Kauai. A place that has really, 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 really changed on the island of Oahu is Waikiki. During Kalani's time at Waikiki, some years ago, there were ships coming in, people all over the place, everybody wearing fresh flower lays, and there were all those beach boys down in Waikiki. And he wrote this song during that time. And all the Hawaiian men used to aloha everybody that came, and surfers all over the place. And as the ships came in, there were lei vendors all along the docks, hula maidens dancing as the people came off the ships. And Kalani was one of those guys on the ship bow diving for coins as they tossed them off the ship. And this is a song that he wrote about his beach boy days down in the ever-changing, very changed now, Waikiki.
When the beach boys strolled along the golden sands at Waikiki, watching the sea, I stay all day long on the beach at Waikiki, looking far out across the sea. Just thinking and dreaming and gazing across the sea, hoping and waiting he'll return to me when the shadows of darkness falls over me as I sit on the beach at Waikiki. When the beach boys stroll along the golden sands at Waikiki, watching the sea, I stay all day long on the beach at Waikiki, looking far out across the sea. Just thinking and dreaming and gazing across the sea, hoping and waiting he'll return to me when the shadow of darkness falls over me as I sit on the beach at Waikiki. Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
the golden sands at Waikiki. Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
the golden sands at Waikiki. Do do do
So how would you best describe aloha?
Aloha, it's been very commercialized in the islands. When I started playing music, everything was, when you would go to a show, is aloha. And the whole audience goes, aloha. Well, that's like somebody telling you, hello there, hello there. And so it got really commercialized where nobody was feeling it. They were just saying it. And to me, aloha is, a literal translation of aloha is, hello, goodbye, love. But to me, aloha is the inside. And every nationality, every place in the world has it. They just have a different name for it. And in Hawaii, it's aloha. The aloha I have is something that was passed down from my kupunas, and it's not physical. It's in your heart. Some people have little degrees of aloha. Some people have big degrees of aloha, and I just happen to have untouched, just so much. And people always say that. You just exude aloha, and that is love. In the perfect world, if everybody had this exuding care for and respect for everything, to me that is aloha. I don't only use it on the stage, and I don't only use it in my everyday life. It's this feeling that I have that I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to meet anybody I can in my life to share this feeling of love in hopes that they're gonna feel it, and they're gonna pass it on. And what a great world this would be if your inner soul feel good and you pass it on to somebody who might not have that big capacity of aloha because of many things that are not adding up in the person's life. And then you spark that aloha and it starts to grow. That is aloha. It's not just for people in Hawaii. And You can tell because people keep coming back to Hawaii, visiting Hawaii, because they felt it somewhere. Perhaps in going down to Hanalei Bay and Auntie sitting on the picnic table says, come and eat with us. That's a sharing of aloha, sharing of food. Or you go into the local store and you don't know what that is in the that you're looking at that you want to buy. And Auntie sees you and says, you have a question. Do you know what that is? And they go, no, but it sure looks interesting. And that sharing and meeting over that perhaps that light chi fruit that they didn't know what it was becomes an everlasting bonding because someone took the time to aloha that person. That is aloha. Letting somebody nowadays in Kapa'a Town go in front of you while you're driving, that you don't hold up traffic, you let somebody go, that is aloha. When you go home after a good day's work and you've touched a lot of souls in a positive way and you sit down and reflect and in your prayers you tell God, thank you so much for giving me aloha because I know I touched a lot of people with this love that I have. But it doesn't only apply to us here in Hawaii. It's everywhere. You just have a different name for it. Besides everything else, aloha is peace within oneself. The pono-ness, pono meaning aligning yourself with no matter what tragedies or mishaps or anything that's going on in your life, that sometimes you can put it on a side, dig deep, pull it out, put that on the top, put the tragedies below, and then it empties out. And people say, but all the Hawaiians have aloha. And I tell them, so do you. You just have a different name for it and you just don't know that you have it. But if you feel it, pass it along. And to me, that's what aloha is. But it stems from being brought up with it in your family. And then what you learn there, you take it out and you spread it around. And what's good is it always comes back. When you spread that aloha, that kindness, that peace, that wholeness around, it's going to come back to you tenfold sometimes. And then you're so filled up with aloha, you want to just spread it out again. And for my life and for my feeling, that's what aloha is to me. The sharing of whatever I have, my feeling, sharing my ukulele, sharing my music, sharing my food, sharing my car, sharing whatever I have with whoever wants to take the time to listen, because everybody's so busy and caught up in everyday life now because of the world that we live in that sometimes you just have to stand still, look around and go, look at all this aloha I have that I didn't know. But you have it wherever you come from. Take this 1 second to look at yourself and say, have I been touched by aloha? Do I have aloha? Whether I'm living in New York, someplace in Idaho, someplace in Cleveland, where I was, we spread a lot of aloha there and they keep coming back. Wherever you are, you have it. You might have another name, but you have it. A-L-O-H-A, aloha.
KKCR would like to thank Lady Ipo and Naho Aloha for sharing with us in this edition of Talk Story from the Garden Island. Production and interview were done by Jessica Dofflemeyer. Engineering and mastering were done by Dean Rogers. Talk Story from the Garden Island was recorded in the studios of Kauai Community Radio and is the second in a series produced by KKCR. For more information about this program and Kauai Community Radio, you can visit www.kkcr.org or call 808-826-7774. Funding is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. A hui ho, until we meet again.
Oh, the music man, he did know. Oh, yes, the music man, he did know. I was wandering around old Kapa'a Town, singing every song every night long. I was a nightingale with the soulful wail. It was fun while the band played along. I ran into this man when the money was low. I was singing the songs of these islands. Friends we became in this musical game. He opened the doors, I stepped right in. Oh, the music man, he didn't know. He used to tell me, oh, yes, the music man, he didn't know. Every day now, oh, yes, the music man, he didn't know. Oh, oh, the music man, he didn't know. He gave me a chance with my music romance, an engagement that's lasted this long. All the memories and the sour keys, all my memories are in this song. We sang and we drummed and we also ho-hum. We did shoo-bop, shido-bido too. We did the ooh-la-las and cha-lang-a-lang, like he said, si-si-sta-duck-su. Oh, the music man, he didn't know. He used to tell me, oh, yes, the music man, he didn't know. Oh, yeah, that music man, he didn't know. Oh, yes, the music man, he didn't know. No longer running around Yucca Town. I've a lifestyle that suits me just fine. Said there's a future ahead with the love and the sounds in your mind. But everyone needs a song to last on and on. That music man once said to me, what you give, give with love like the man up above. So love to all that you meet. He used to tell me, oh,